This is episode 7 of the Student Entrepreneur Podcast, and you are welcome. In this episode, we're interviewing a young man from the Federal Republic of Nigeria, CEO of Influence Incorporated, Influence Photography, Influence Graphics, Akinola Samuel, and he shares his story from where he came from, how he started his company, how it has grown, and how he has made it on top of the photography and graphics world in the Russian Federation. Yes, I said it, on top. Though, of course, there are some questions about his equipment that he uses. He sort of likes Android, and I don't know. I'm not saying anything against Android, right? I mean, the fact that I'm on iOS, I'm an Apple person, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying that Apple is 1,000 years better than Android. No, I am not saying that. But, you know, you could let us know what you think in the comment section. What do you use? Are you on the Apple platform or are you on the Google platform? Let us know what you think and let's get into the interview.
My name is Akinola Akinyemi Olelekan Samuel from Nigeria. I currently study in Kazan and I have a company, Influence Incorporated. In the company, we do three things basically. Number one, photography, beauty and portrait photography. Also, we do graphic design, banners, flyers, posters, logos, anything that has to do with graphic design, we are into that. And also, we deal in business, buying and selling from different cities all over Russia and even internationally to Nigeria and other countries. When did I start my business? I actually started the second year I got into Russia. I arrived in Russia in 2014, and 2015 I started my company. And I actually started with photography. Later on, other parts of the company grew up. And at the beginning, I didn't have much to invest. I invested just about $1,200 in purchasing my first camera equipment. That was my first camera, Canon DSLR 700D, and to get out the kit lens and some other things. That was how I started, and that was the first investment. But 3 years down the line, this is 2018, I have the value of my investment is about $5,000 plus, ranging from camera equipment to computers and stuff like that. As of right now, I've been into business for 3 years plus. This is the fourth year, and to be very honest, it hasn't been a very smooth journey. I didn't start making profit from the first day. In fact, I started making profit last year, 2017. And actually, this just during this process of the 3 years of doing business, I just learned a lot. I committed the first 3 years into sharpening my skills, being very good at what I do. Because if you are going to be charging people a lot of money for you to either take their pictures or represent their brand or design something for their company, you have to be very good at what you do so that you don't get copyright strikes or your work is not half-baked. So I spent the first 2.5 years of my starting my company to actually sharpen my skills well, you know, get to know my tools, get to be better at photography, graphic design, you know, bargaining, everything I do to be better. And then in 2017, I can say that was when I struck gold. And you see, the big bucks started rolling in. Basically started making profit last year. And it's been good. All till now, it's been, you know, increase and more increase. So during the course of running my company, there were some challenges, many challenges. And one very pertinent one is his friends. Is, you know, when you're running a company like photography or graphic design and stuff like that, you see, you have friends that want to do free stuff for them. And by the time you are sharpening your skills, you are getting good at what you do, it's no problem at all. You need people to shoot, you need people to work on their project for them, and your friends are actually very good to learn that, because even if you make a mistake or you do a bad job, they will be pretty forgiving. But by the time you want to go official and you want to start commercializing your work, these same friends think that the way it was is going to continue. So now that you are charging up, they want to do things for them for free, or they want to pay you very less and ask for very more. So that is one big challenge I really faced. Also, another challenge I faced was getting people to know me, like people to know my work, advertising and stuff like that. Because no matter how good your work is, if people do not know about your brand or what you do, it's pretty useless. It's a company if you're making money, it's a business if you're making profit. And if nobody knows your company, they will not come to you to patronize you. So that was another big business out to, considering the fact that I'm a foreigner, I'm a student, so you said I'm studying in Russia. They don't speak English in this country, they speak Russian, that's the official language. So all those things were difficulties I faced in the beginning years, but with the help of God and by the grace of God and with hard work and diligence, I've been able to conquer at least almost all the problems I've faced while setting up the company. For every successful person that has run a business or a company, then that time is of great essence. And that is something I've come to learn experientially. By the time you are running your company to be really successful, you need to put in a lot of time into it. And that is where school comes in, especially as you're a student entrepreneur. School at the beginning was, you know, my focus and everything. But when I started running my company and I started growing, I realized that if I didn't manage it, one was going to suffer. And by the grace of God, I do well in school. I'm doing well. By the grace of God, my grades are not suffering. But the way my business has affected my schooling is just this. I've learned the value of time. And I've known that if you learn to manage your time well, you can actually achieve a lot. While running my company, one thing I've discovered is the essence of time. And this is one thing I've learned experientially, especially as a student entrepreneur. If you're running a company and you want to be successful, you need to give it time. If you're schooling as a student, you need to give it time. So if you want to combine both of them, your time even becomes more valuable. So one thing I've learned over the years is how to manage my time effectively. I've learned that if you manage your time well, you can actually achieve a whole lot of things at the same time. You see, there is a time for school and there is a time for work. Over the years, while running my company, I've learned the essence of time, time management. If you're running a company and you want to be very successful, you need to manage your time well. If you are schooling as a student, you need to also manage your time well. So if you are bringing the two together as a student entrepreneur, your time even becomes more valuable. And I have learned over the years that as a student and as an entrepreneur, if you can manage your time effectively, you can actually combine both of them. When it's time for school, study, give it your best and do your best so that you don't have to keep re-giving your exams or giving your test all over again or going back and forth. You do it once, it's done. And in your spare time, you can channel it all into your business and grow your business. And also, if you want to be honest with ourselves, we don't study 24 hours a day. There's time for school, maybe from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then you take out time to study. The remaining time you have, you can channel into your business as long as you manage it. You can mix work, school, play, and even rest time effectively. So basically, when it comes to managing both of them, learn how to manage your time and you'll be fine. I can guarantee that. Here is the biggest challenge I've seen with many people. Many people want to start businesses. Many people want to have their own companies. But they're like, I'll wait for the perfect time. I'll wait for when it's right. I'll wait for when the money comes. I'll wait for when I have the best skills and everything. And I can tell you, the time to start right now is now. I started my company with nothing. I started with a BlackBerry 9800, if I remember correctly. And that time, everything was in Influence Incorporated was a blog. I started, created a website on a BlackBerry smartphone in an hotel room, even back in Nigeria. That was all that was in the company. Just me, my friends, and my phone. That was all we had. And by the grace of God, over the years, we have grown. We have our equipment. We have clients, international clients even. And it's the glory of God. So, and even when I started my photography company, I didn't have my own camera. There was a friend that had a camera I wasn't really using. I'll borrow his camera. I would shoot with his camera and, you know, move here and there, learn from friends. I moved from the first city I was to another city, found another photographer friend. I brought his camera. That was how I started. There was a desire, there was an idea, and I didn't allow my limitation when it comes to equipment and cash to limit me. I started when it was time, and till today, I keep on growing by the grace of God. So if you want to start your own company, start now. Start now. You have the idea. If the resources are what you lack, you have friends that can help. You have relatives that can help. You have people who know about what you want to do. Talk to them. Ask them for help. They will gladly be ready to help you. So if you want to start, start now. And don't wait for the perfect time, because the perfect time will never, ever come. If you want to have the perfect time, you have to create it. And the only way to create it is by you starting right now. Am I currently making any money? Yeah, I am. I'm making money from every part of my business. Photography, I work with different people, clients, especially in Russia. My photography is based in Russia, actually. So I work with different clients from Kazan. Kazan is my city. I've worked with many, many, many clients all over Kazan. I work with some clients in Moscow. Moscow is the capital city of Russia. I work with people right there. I've worked with a client in Sochi, and that's another city in Russia. So I work with many photographic clients all over different cities in Russia. And as we get my graphic design, yeah, that's actually where I generate foreign income, actually. I have international clients from the US, I have clients from Nigeria, and also clients also from different cities all over Russia. So I make both my money in rubles and even in dollars, especially when it comes to graphic design. And in buying and selling as well, yeah, the way it works is I help people procure things or sell things. So I charge by commission. So when I sell things for people, they give me a commission. When I buy things for people, they pay for my services. So yeah, I make money in every aspect of the business I do. One thing we have to learn and understand is that learning is not limited to the four walls of a school. If you have a phone or a laptop and you have access to the internet, you are set to learn anything you want to learn. My photography and graphic design, I started learning from Google. You see, Google, how is this done? Psh, Google brings that for you. And then by the time I got to Russia, I had more access to the internet. And then I started watching YouTube, photographers from all over the world, from Russia, US, Canada, all over the world. I started learning from them. How do they shoot? How do they find their models? How do they edit their pictures? How do they advertise their brands? All these things, I started learning from them. And when I learn from them, I see, I listen to it, I practice it, and I apply it to myself. Also, graphic design. Go to YouTube. How is it done in Photoshop? How is logo made? How do you add color? How do you add contrast? How do you add contours? All these things. Learn from YouTube, learn, and every day you learn more, you practice it, and then you get better at it. As simple as that. To be honest, I attended some master classes here in Russia by famous photographers, but that wasn't the major way I was learning. Those were just by the side things, you know, just to meet with other photographers and network. The major way I learned from the internet, I can guarantee you, YouTube is my best friend. I spend many, many hours watching YouTube every day. That one, people around me can testify. Even the guy behind the camera is not it. So yeah, I spend a lot of hours on YouTube every day learning, because you see, experienced people and great photographers, great businessmen, not just photography, any business you want to do, experienced people, successful people, they are not stingy with their experiences. They're ready to share with you. All you have to do is ask or look for it. So I found YouTube to be very good, Google to be very good. These are very good places for you to learn anything you want to learn whatsoever. Of course, they might not be enough, but they are very good for you to set your foundation and learn from them. Google and YouTube might not be enough for you to learn everything you want to learn, but they will give you very, very good basics and foundation to learn anything you want to learn. And if they're not enough, lynda.com can come to help, Skillshare can come to help, Udemy can come to help, so many other websites. You just have to search on the internet after these websites that help you to learn this, psh, and then you are good, and then you learn from there. And the good thing is, all you have to pay for is money to buy your phone and to have access to the internet. And you will learn skills that will make you lots and lots and lots of money. And the good thing is you can also learn at your own convenience. You don't have to go to anywhere. So make very good use of your internet access. If you want to start something like photography or videography or graphic design or anything like that, one thing I've learned, especially as a student, you don't have much money. Let's be very honest to yourself. Maybe you have very rich parents that can finance you. Lucky you. But if you have friends that are not so well to do and you have to scout for your own money, the first thing is borrow from friends. If you are going to be a photographer, at least you should know one photographer or something that you can, you know, learn from and stuff like that. So those people, borrow from them. You see, get used to their tools. And from there, start buying your own equipment. I've always told people, if you're buying photography equipment as a beginner, I will always, always, always suggest you buy used equipment. I'm sure people have different opinions about used equipment. It's not very good. You might get a bad one or something. That's why you need an experienced person. If you go with an experienced person, they know what to look for, the condition to look for, the kind of things to look for. So you will most likely not buy something wrong. Except my first camera equipment. Every other equipment I bought after that, they have been used equipment, and I've not had a single issue with any one of them. So I'll advise you to buy used equipment. Why? you get to save a lot of money. I can tell you that one. You get to save something that is costing maybe 200,000, you can get it for like 120,000 or 100,000. You get to save a lot of money from your equipment. And considering the fact that you're not making money immediately from the first day, to make money is going to take a while. So the lesser you spend, the more you can spend on other things. You can buy a good camera, a good lens, and then, you know, market yourself, buy materials. So first thing I'll suggest you buy used equipment, okay? And then over time, by the time you're big, you're making your millions or your billions, and you want to buy more equipment, why not go and buy brand new ones? B&H provides good ones. Amazon, you can get so many of them. In Russia, you can go to Photosklad. They are very, very reputable all over Russia. There's Pixel 24. That one is also in Russia, very reputable all over Russia. And you know, so many ones, player.ru, that's also in Russia. So you can get new ones, you know, I only advise to get new equipment after you started making plenty money from your equipment. So first, borrow from your friends, learn from like that. Second, buy used equipment. You will be fine, I can guarantee you, as long as you go with someone who knows what they're looking for. And then later, by the time you're making money from your profit, go ahead and buy new equipment if you still see the need to. So how can you contact me? You can check out my photography work on Instagram at influence_studios, and you can check out all my photography work also on VK. Contact if you're in Russia at Influence Studios, that's the name of the page. And for my graphics work, I'm on Tumblr, I'm on Behance and Instagram. The name is Influence Graphics. And for my buying and selling stuff, you need to communicate with me personally, and my phone number is +7 9050394834. And you can reach me there via phone, SMS, or WhatsApp. Always available and ready to talk business. So thank you for having me, Student Entrepreneurs. It was nice hanging out with you, and thank you.
So yes, I hope you really enjoyed that. For the episode notes, please go over to our website www.studententrepreneur.com/07. And as always, I have another fun fact for you. For those listening in real time, today the 16th of April, well, first of all, it's less than 2 weeks to my birthday. That's a very important fact. Today is also Wear Pyjamas to Work Day. Preferably your pyjamas to your work. Yes, so if you feel that today you're in a mood to take such pointless risks, I wish you a wonderful day. And if you can, please let us know how it went. We have a lot lined up for you. We have been recording interviews, both video and audio, and we're going to be releasing them every week, from the king of Cameroonian coffee, one of the fastest growing NGOs in West Africa right now, to I don't know if any of you have seen or heard the videos of the Mighty Voices on YouTube. We have an interview from the Mighty Voices. So it's packed, guys. It's packed. So just subscribe, share, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and don't miss an episode. Thank you very much again for all of you who listen, for all of you who give us feedback. Catch you on the next one.